Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Carter. Jason, thanks for talking with us in this preseason preview.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you headed up the boys program here now in Newton?
Gosh, I think this is year six. I was the assistant for 3 years when I got to Newton. And then I was the girls head coach for 1 year. And then this is my sixth year, I believe, as the boys coach.
Okay. The numbers in the program, are they pretty good?
Yeah, we're pushing. They're down a little bit this year, but we're still close to 40 kids out 9-12. So, last couple of years we've been up over 50. This is a smaller freshman group, which is part of the reason for that. We're still in the mid to upper 30s or close to 40. So,
looking at this season ahead, I see that seven seniors, but not a lot of experience among those. So you do have your third leading scorer back from last year, Caden Klein, though.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way it's been the last 3 years, actually. We've been super senior heavy, which is not a bad problem to have. Seniors are good players to have on the floor. You know, even though they don't have a ton of varsity experience, if you're not going to have experience, it's nice to be at least playing with seniors that have been around and know what we do really well and know what we expect. It'll very similar to last year, where we didn't have really very little game experience coming back. Similar to this year, Caden played quite a bit last year and started. Cade was kind of our sixth man last year. But the rest of the guys, don't have a lot of varsity experience, but, being upperclassmen, that'll help us a lot.
Does that limit a little bit what you can do at the start of the season?
And part of it is just getting, went to some different things and scrimmages in the summertime. In the summer, it gets them a little used to the varsity mm-hmm. competition, but you don't see everybody and the teams don't have full squads. So there is definitely an adjustment at the beginning of the year, adjusting to the competition level, because it's a big step up from playing JV. But again, having upperclassmen, I have confidence that they'll adjust quickly.
Besides Kate and Klein, you mentioned, and Kate Bauer, who are some of the other players you expect to contribute this year?
A couple other seniors that will definitely be playing a lot, Christian Ergenbright and Landon Bozarth. I fully expect to be in the starting lineup and play a ton of minutes for us. They both played a ton of minutes last year on the JV level. And Christian saw some spot minutes last year at the varsity level, so he's been in some games. Landon played a ton of minutes at the JV level last year, and they both played a lot this summer. So I fully expect those two to be playing a ton this year and be big pieces of what we're doing. Creighton Andrew is another senior that I fully expect to be playing some minutes this year. Those three seniors will definitely be playing a good amount. Jonah Tibben, is a kid that has been with us a lot and played. He's another senior. I could definitely see him giving us some good minutes. And then we have some juniors and Micah Mattis and Dawson Mackey, who I think will give us some decent minutes and are going to be battling for time along with Quan Coley, who will definitely be competing for time on the floor as well.
With the lack of experience, did that alter maybe a little bit than what you would normally do early in the season as far as getting them ready than what you would if you had an experienced team?
Yes and no. With the experienced guys, I feel like, 2 years ago when we had all those seniors that had played a lot as juniors, even in sophomores, those years we just had a lot more in because they were just, we do a lot of things and have a lot of set plays and different offenses that we run at the varsity level that they don't necessarily run at the JV level. We just kind of have to take it slower and work on our base offenses and sets for a little longer until they get them down. But we'll eventually get the same amount of things in. It just does take a little longer to kind of work them into it.
What kind of style are you going to put out there on the court this year?
That's
work in progress.
We're figuring that out as we go. But I really think this group, we definitely have some speed. We have some team speed. So I think, in moments, we're going to be able to get up and down the floor a little bit. We might be able to, you know, play a little full court, a full court game, you know, but the thing that might limit us with that is maybe some depth. So I'm really hoping if we're able to play, you know, 7-8 guys at least, I think we'll be able to play a lot more of a full court game than maybe what we've done in the past. Not that last year's group wasn't capable of it. We only really played six and a half guys. So yeah. It's hard to play a fast paced full court game when you don't have a lot of depth.
Doesn't look like you have a whole lot of height either on this team.
No, you know, we don't. So, you know, we don't have a lot of height. So, you know, we're really going to have to put an emphasis on rebounding and being physical, you know, and because we're going to have to be able to defend and rebound. That's how we have been able to compete pretty consistently for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years is those two things always have to be. Really good. In games where we haven't rebounded well, we usually don't win. So, you know, that's something that we're definitely going to have to improve on.
First game up on the road at Grinnell. You know much about the Tigers?
You know, I feel like, you know, Brandon knows us really well and we know them really well. You know, they're going to be physical. It's going to be a mucked up game probably like it always is when we play Grinnell. You know, but I can't remember who all they have coming back yet. I haven't dug too much into a scouting report yet. But I know they'll be tough. I know they'll throw some junk at us once in a while defensively, until they find something that sticks. And, you know, they'll be physical. They'll take care of the ball. They'll rebound. And, you know, that's just kind of the game we always play against them. And it'll always be tight because we always play them in a close game. It seems like every year where it's either a one possession game or I think we've even gone to overtime 2 of the last 4 years.
And they got called a couple of overtimes over Grinnell, I think, specifically.
So, yep.
All right. Well, Jason Carter, head coach of the Newton Boys basketball team, appreciate your time today. And I look forward to following the team this season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Again, that is Jason Carter, the head boys basketball coach here at Newton High School in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.